Several recent Supreme Court decisions have altered my opinion about the motivations of Justice Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts. Justice Kavanaugh overturned a conviction of a man who was prosecuted 7 times before a conviction was returned by a jury that was ultimately sustained on appeal in state courts. The basis of the appeal was the systematic exclusion of black jurors. With Justice Kavanaugh writing the majority opinion in a 7-2 decision, he found that based upon existing law precedent, that this was an unconstitutional activity by the prosecutor. In my view, the key aspect of the decision was his reliance on precedent. In the recently decided census question case and gerrymandering case, Justice Roberts sided with the liberal segment of the court on the census question and with the conservative members of the court on the gerrymandering issue. Many independents are saying that Judge Roberts is now the swing vote on the court, and that certainly seems to have some credence, and hopefully he does take up the mantle of Justice Kennedy, if for no other reason than the integrity of the court. POTUS and the President of China met at the G20 under the cloud of the Chinese president's previous statement that the Huawei sanctions needed to be lifted in order for there to be a trade deal. Mr. Trump and the Chinese president agreed to restart trade talks, with Mr. Trump apparently relenting, at least to some degree, on Huawei's purchases in the United States. It is unclear exactly what this means, as no details have been released, which has been an ongoing issue in these negotiations. As 40,000-foot discussions dissolve into chaos when they get to the ground level. It remains to be seen if Mr. Trump has again been outsmarted by the Chinese, and maybe North Korea as well, by relenting on Huawei, or whether or not the Chinese are serious in terms of trying to reach a compromise, which means the Chinese would have to give up something. It has been reported quite frequently that the Chinese are reluctant to concede to American demands because of their tremendous positive impact those same actions have had on their economy and their people. Hopefully, someone has an innovative approach that gets this done. Mr. Trump has also agreed to withhold further sanctions, and the discussions seem to indicate that Mr. Trump contemplated continued tariffs on the Chinese, which makes it hard for me to believe that the Chinese will agree. On Fox News, The Five, it was disclosed, admitted, maybe more appropriate, that if President Obama had contacted the North Korean president and gone into North Korea, that they would have been howling about it. This only tended to confirm what everyone believed about Fox News and about MSNBC. This is not news reporting. This is pitching your side. It will be interesting to see how MSNBC and CNN handle this disclosure. Hopefully, they will make the same admission. Unfortunately, this candid admission makes watching these stations for news purposes totally ridiculous. Factory orders declined for the third straight month, which is not a particularly good sign for the economy, particularly when you look at other economic factors. Of interest is, of course, recent polling that shows Mr. Trump gets little benefit for a good economy, and one can only assume that if the economy tanks as we roll into 2020, that the consequences could be dire. The British pound is weakening as the likelihood of Boris Johnson becoming prime minister grows, which means a no-agreement Brexit. We haven't heard much from Mr. Trump recently about a quick deal with the British on trade, our largest trading partner, according to POTUS, but no one else, as I assume it is because all of the other trade deals he has been working have gone so smoothly. The U.S. is again confronting Canada about what is known as the Northwest Passage through the Arctic. The opportunity to utilize the Northwest Passage is, of course, the result of the melting of the Arctic ice, which the current administration denies has anything to do with climate change or global warming. Yet, they see this as an important economic issue and are attempting to utilize this shortcut between North America and Asia. Canada has a long-standing claim to the Northwest Passage, but in May, Mr. Pompeo asserted that the claim was illegitimate. The Arctic is governed by the Arctic Cooperation Agreement, and Canada's claim is based upon the fact that the passage is through 20,000 islands that make up the Canadian archipelago, as well as thousands of years of use by the Inuits. The details are certainly complex and involve difficult questions of international law, but I raise the issue because it's another example of the U.S. taking a shot at Canada, when in all likelihood, if the passage becomes operable, it will be operable to many nations, including the United States. Negotiations would be a good place to start, but that does not seem to be within the DNA of this administration.